if you ask the average person, you know, what are the top five goals for your child in our pews, the average person, how many do you think you're going to say that be Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran? I'm just guessing there's not going to be a high percentage that say that. So you have that side of it. But then that all has to be on the foundation of and under this umbrella of grace, that the reason to be a Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran is so that I am always receiving this grace in a church that's preaching it in Christ crucified for me, and that I'm married to someone who needs this grace and who will give this grace to me, right? And that we together then are looking at our children with the disposition of eternal love that never fades, never perishes because of the blood of Jesus, and that's what we're giving to them constantly as we started this conversation, in and out with each day that we live with them, that we're opening our mouths to apologize and to forgive, not to say it's okay, but to take it away, to push it away, to say that it is gone now and overlooked. That power, that heart, that indeed needs to be behind and above all of our, again, training to grammatically understand the creed and the Ten Commandments, to rhetorically understand it, and then substantially to be able to make it the confession in which we're willing to die for. It's no easy task. I mean, this we've been in this series for some time, and no one's a master at it, but it is something that is ultimately worth pursuing with all the vigor you got.